This past week, President Biden signed a series of environment and green job-related executive orders. The immediate concern is how these new policies will eliminate traditional energy jobs. The response by the Biden administration was that all those people will be able to transfer, switch into new careers in the various green energy industries. Small problem about that. You see, average oil and gas industry workers earn between $70,000 to $80,000 per year. And as far as the wind and solar energies, those jobs pretty much pay between $40,000 to $60,000 a year. So the oil and gas jobs killed are going to be replaced by, well, either lesser paying jobs at best, maybe in some cases, unemployment. Add to that what the not too distant past reminds us of, while the plan to move America into more renewable energy resources, that flip is not going to be immediate. Cutting domestic production of carbon-based energy resources, that'll result in higher prices as, well, we don't have to look too far back, like I said, to be reminded of what that attempt leads to. Biden energy officials did add this past week that while energy exploration projects will be restricted, they're not going to be prohibited. He said that as long as the projects are detailed and adhere to federal policies, new projects, they say, will still be approved. Additionally, President Biden specifically said this past Wednesday that fracking will not be banned. Current fracking efforts will not be stopped, and any proposed fracking projects which create new jobs, again, they say, will be approved. And those ideas are not going to sit well with the far left, are they? For many others, it remains to be seen if what was detailed and promised by President Biden this past week will actually come to pass. He also signed executive orders and actions regarding what's being referred to as systemic racism, which it's dangerous to be vague with something like this in a blanket statement. While it's true, racism at some level still exists, we also see blacks in positions of political and business leadership, as well as employed in record numbers, in spite of the employment situation we've seen because of the virus. Any system is really representative of the people, so if you're a victim of a system, well, quite often it's your own doing. Whether you want to admit that or not, that's for you to look in the mirror and have a discussion with yourself about. One place on the table, too, a reminder that executive orders, like the ones I mentioned, as well as all the others that the president has signed so far, they could be reversed real easily. With future executive orders, it's far more challenging to reverse policy that's been enacted via the legislative process. As now former President Trump is seeing with everything that Biden is doing or undoing executive order versus executive order.